shake his neighbor's hand. Lord, you talk about the good times. Talk about the good times. You're listening to the Jason Curtman Show. Check me out at jasoncurtman.com. That's C-U-R-T-M-A-N. I'm so glad to have you with me this Saturday, February 9th. We're going to talk about the good times. Play some good old music. Remember a time in America when we gathered around the radio or the television set and watched television shows like Bob Newhart and the Waltons, the Dukes of Hazzard even. Boy, what a time that was when the worries just weren't there like they are today. And you know what? We can go back to those times again. And that's kind of what this show's all about. I want you to remember those good old days and do what you can to bring them back, because it's going to take all of us. It sure is. Spend time with your family. Spend time with your kids. Stand up for what's right. Cling to and cherish good, wholesome family time, entertainment. It's just doing the right thing. That's what it's all about. That's what will bring back the good times. And that's what this show's all about. Hey, we'll be right back right after the rest of this song, which is now one of my favorite songs. It's Jerry Reed talking about the good times. We'll be right back right after this.
Well, I quit my job down at the car wash, left my mama a goodbye note. By sundown, I left Kingston with my guitar up under my coat. I hitchhiked all the way down to Memphis, got a room at the YMCA. For the next 3 weeks, I went a-haunting them nightclubs looking for a place to play. Well, I thought my picking would set them on fire, but nobody wanted to hire a guitar man. Well, I nearly about starved to death down in Memphis. I run out of money and luck, so I bummed me a ride down to Macon, Georgia, on an overloaded poultry truck. I thumbed on down to Panama City, started checking out some of them all-night bars, hoping I could make myself a dollar making music on my guitar. Got the same old story, them all-night peers. There ain't no room around here for a guitar man. But don't need a guitar man, son. So I slept in hobo jungles, bombed a thousand miles of track, till I found myself in Mobile, Alabama, at a club they called Big Jack's. A little four-piece band was jamming, so I took my guitar and I set in. I showed them what a band would sound like with a swinging little guitar man. Show 'em, son. Take a trip down to the ocean, find yourself down around Mobile, or make it on out to the club called Jackson. You've got a little time to kill. Just follow that crowd of people, you'll wind up out on his dance floor, digging the finest little five-piece group up and down the Gulf of Mexico. And guess who's leading that five-piece band? Why wouldn't you know, it's that swinging little guitar man. Yeah, hey.
Well, I guess we'll go from one guitar man to another. Here's one from way back a long time ago, back in the heyday of rockabilly. Here's Elvis Presley with Ain't That Lovin' You.
I could meet 100 girls and have
It's February 9th. I'm Jason Kirtman, and this is the History File. Born today in history, in 1773, William Henry Harrison. In 1928, Roger Mudd. Also born today in 1942, Carol King. And in 1943, actor and comedian Joe Pesci. Born today in 1945, Mia Farrow. And in 1949, Judith Light. Today in history, in 1825, the United States House of Representatives elected John Quincy Adams as president after no candidate had received a majority of the electoral votes. Today in 1861, the Confederate States of America elected Jefferson Davis as its president. In 1870, the United States Weather Bureau was authorized by Congress. Today in 1895, volleyball was invented by W.G. Morgan. Today in 1895, the first college basketball game was played as Minnesota State School of Agriculture defeated the Porkers of Hamline College 9-3. Today in 1950, Senator Joseph McCarthy declared that the United States State Department was full of communists. Today in 1960, actress Joanne Woodward received the first star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Also today in 1964, the Beatles made their first appearance on the Ed Sullivan Show. Today in 1965, the first United States combat troops were sent to South Vietnam. Also today in 1971, Satchel Paige became the first Negro League player voted into the Baseball Hall of Fame. And today in 1971, Apollo 14 returned to Earth after a trip to the moon. And today in 1986, Halley's Comet made its closest approach to the sun. And today in 2001, the USS Greenville, an American submarine, accidentally sank a Japanese training vessel. It's February 9th, and that's your History File. Here's a little something. This is a special treat. I hope you enjoy this.
Well, now, you can start picking miracles any way you want. Because, like I said, they've been going on since the beginning of time. But there's one in particular I like to reflect on when the world seems to be in extra bad shape and things are getting uncommonly out of hand. I like to remind myself that this isn't the first time that man has brought himself right to the threshold of destruction. This isn't the first time that we've tried the patience of the merciful Lord beyond all human understanding. Why, do you know there was a time when the world got in such bad shape that God wanted nothing more to do with it? The people had turned away from him and mocked his teachings. They were committing every sin the good Lord ever forbade. And yet, in the middle of all this sin and corruption, there was one man who walked in the way of the Lord, one man who loved the Lord and lived like it. This fella's name happened to be Noah. That about Noah, and he said, Noah, I've got no quarrel with you, but I can't tolerate these shenanigans any longer. I'm going to wipe the slate clean and start all over again. I'm going to bring down a flood of waters for 40 days and 40 nights and wash away all of the sin and the sinners that infest the face of the earth. And Noah didn't question the Lord for a minute. He just said, if this be thy will, O God, so be it. But the Lord said, you've been faithful to me, Noah, and you've raised your family to be faithful. So here's what I want you to do. You go and gather up some gopher wood, and you build yourself an ark.
An ark, Noah lives, and I, the Lord arranged it.
the Lord told Noah, you take into that ark your family and two of every living thing, male and female. As a matter of fact, you take seven of the clean animals and two of all the others and enough food to last out this storm. And when Noah had done as the Lord bid him, the rains began to fall. It started gently like God was crying for what he had to do. It rained harder and harder till it seemed like the skies had turned to water. The rain came pouring down on the entire world for 40 days and 40 nights till it covered the highest mountain peaks and drowned every living creature except those in Noah's ark. And then on the dawn of the 41st day, the storm let up and stopped. Noah found his ark resting on top of a mountain. All around, as far as he could see, there was nothing but water. Three times Noah sent out a dove. The first time, the dove found no place to rest and came back. But the second time, the dove returned with an olive branch in its mouth, and Noah knew the waters were going down. The third time, the dove didn't return. And God spoke to Noah and made him a promise never to bring another flood to destroy mankind. And as a sign of that covenant, he placed in the sky the first rainbow. And the all-loving and forgiving God has never forgotten his promise to Noah.
Noah always was a righteous soul. Pleasing heaven was his only goal. One man rose above a world of shame. Noah was his name.
That was Walter Brennan with Noah's Ark.
Police in Juan de Acosta, Colombia, report a robbery attempt at a convenience store which failed because the donkey the thieves had hoped to use to carry away their stolen goods had drawn attention to them by its loud braying. The burglars fled the scene but had to leave both their loot and the donkey behind. The donkey, a 10-year-old named Xavi, had been stolen by the men some 12 hours before the robbery attempt. The stolen goods included oil, rice, tuna, sardines, and rum.
You fought all the way, Johnny Reb, Johnny Reb. You fought all the way, Johnny Reb. Saw you a-marching with Robert E. Lee. You held your head high, trying to win the victory. You fought for your folks, but you didn't die in vain. Even though you lost, they speak highly of your name. 'Cause you fought all the way, Johnny Reb, Johnny Reb. You fought all the way, Johnny Reb. I heard your teeth chatter from the cold outside. Saw the bullets open up the wounds in your side. I saw the young boys as they began to fall. You had tears in your eyes, 'cause you couldn't help it all. But you fought all the way, Johnny Reb, Johnny Reb. You fought all the way, Johnny Reb. I saw General Lee raise a saber in his hand. Heard the cannons roar as you made your last stand. You marched into battle with the gray and the red. When the cannon smoke cleared, took days to count the dead. 'Cause you fought all the way, Johnny Reb, Johnny Reb. You fought all the way, Johnny Reb. When Honest Abe heard the news about your fall, the folks thought he'd call a great victory ball. But he asked the band to play the song Dixie for you, Johnny Reb, and all that you believe. 'Cause you fought all the way, Johnny Reb, Johnny Reb. Yeah, you fought all the way, Johnny Reb. You fought all the way, Johnny Reb, Johnny Reb.
come on, get a rhythm. When you get the blues, get a rock and roll feeling in your bones. Put taps on your toes and get gone, get a rhythm. When you get the blues, a little shoeshine boy, he never gets low down, but he's got the dirtiest job in town. Bending low at the people's feet on a windy corner of a dirty street. Will I ask him while he shined my shoes how to keep from getting the blues? He grinned as he raised his little head. He popped his shoeshine rag and then he said, get rhythm. When you get the blues, come on, get rhythm. When you get the blues, a jumpy rhythm makes you feel so fine. It'll shake all your trouble from your worried mind. Get a rhythm. When you get the blues. Get a rhythm. When you get the blues, come on, get a rhythm. When you get the blues, get a rock and roll feeling in your bones. Put taps on your toes, get gone, get a rhythm. When you get the blues. Well, I sat and I listened to the shoeshine boy, and I thought I was gonna jump with joy. Slapped on the shoe polish left and right. He took his shoeshine rag and he held it tight. He stopped once to wipe the sweat away. I said, you mighty little boy to be a-working that way. He said, I like it, with a big wide grin. Kept on a-popping and he said again, get a rhythm. When you get the blues, come on, get a rhythm. When you get the blues, it only costs a dime, just a nickel a shoe. It does $1 million worth of good for you. Get a rhythm. When you get the blues.
You're listening to the Jason Curtman Show. Check out my website at jasoncurtman.com. That's C-U-R-T-M-A-N. We're heard live there every week. This station is broadcasting at 91.7 in the Tularosa Basin and 88.9 up in the Cloudcroft mountain regions. And I'm so glad that you're with me tonight. We've got a good show, got some good music, and what a great story from Walter Brennan we heard earlier on Noah's Ark. Hey, here's a little something from a long way back. Here's Down in the Alley with Elvis Presley.
Jane and Jane. Now don't look back in the middle of life. Look what happened to poor Lot's wife. Around she turned, it was her own fault. And the Lord said, you be a pillar of salt.
Look back, don't look back.
Don't look back,
don't look back.
Don't look back,
don't look back. Don't look back.
Look ahead instead. It's been so long since our wedding day. The money is gone and the children away. Now don't look back, oh by golly gee. You blame the whole darn thing on me. Short, as everybody knows, we never do the things that we propose. Now what's gone is gone, so look ahead. You never look back when you are dead. Keep on looking way on up ahead. No two people are ever alike, so don't blame me for seeing the light. So when you're gone, just remember this. You got lots of time to reminisce.
Don't look back. Don't look back. Don't look back.
There ain't no use looking back. Look ahead.
Don't look back.
Are you looking ahead?
Don't look back.
Well, don't jump back now. Look ahead, look ahead.
Hey, here is Mr. Excitement himself, Jackie Wilson, with You Better Know It.
Run to me, baby, I run with all your might. I wanna love you, pretty baby, till the broad daylight. Wanna thrill you, pretty mama, till the sun don't shine. Satisfy your soul before I lose my mind. You better know it.
You better know it's hard to see in you.
You better know it. And I want you to belong to me. If diseases go together like a road with bumps, then I've got the measles and you've got the mumps. You better know it.
You better know it's hard to see.
Yeah, you better know it.
You better know it. This is what I do.
You better know it.
You better know it for the rest of your life.
You better listen to me and you better hear what I say. Come along. You plainly see, but come on.
Come on.
...101-year-old Peng Jiahua, who had been declared dead at her home in Lianjiang, China, surprised mourners when she sat up and asked why they were all in her house. She had recently suffered a fall and was being looked after by her two daughters, both in their 70s. But after 10 days, they detected no sign of life and called the undertaker. She was given a bath, then undressed by the undertaker, who was preparing to put her in her coffin, when she woke up and spoke. Later, she said she was lucky to be able to see how many people care for her, and also lucky to wake up before she was taken to the crematorium.
Some kids born with a silver spoon. I guess that I was born a little too soon. Hard knocks. All I ever knew was hard knocks. And I'm telling you, I said you better beware, because I've had my share.
Hard knocks.
Some kids born rich as a king, but I was born without a doggone thing. But hard knocks, all I ever knew was hard knocks. And I'm telling you, I said you better beware, 'cause I've had my share.
Hard knocks.
bet. Tired and hungry and cold and wet. Heard that lonesome whistle blow from New York City down to Mexico. Some kids born fancy free. Nobody never gave nothing to me but hard knocks. All I ever knew was hard knocks. And I'm telling you, I said you better beware, cause I've had my share.
Hard knocks.
I've walked a million miles, I bet. Tired and hungry and cold and wet. I've heard that lonesome whistle blow. New York City down to Mexico. Some kids born fancy free. Nobody never gave nothing to me but hard knocks. All I ever knew was hard knocks. And I'm telling you, I said you better beware, cause I've had my share.
Hard knocks.
I said you better beware, cause I've had my share.
Hard knocks.
I said you better beware, cause I've had my share. Hard knocks.
I'm just a roustabout, shifting from town to town. No job can hold me down. I'm just a knock around guy. There's a lot of space beneath that sky. Till I find my place, there's no doubt I'll be a roving roustabout. Call me the carefree kind. I wander with the breeze. My mind and heart's at ease, doing what pleases me best. Gotta keep 'em moving east or west.
East or west. East or west.
Till I find my place, there's no doubt.
No doubt.
I'll be a roving roustabout. And even if a pretty girl should catch my eye, I'll give her a quick hello and a fast goodbye. Oh, I'll go the way I want, drifting just like the sand, doing what job I can, changing my plans as I choose.
I choose.
Long as I keep happy, I can't lose. Till I find my place, there's no doubt I'll be a roving roustabout. I'll be a roving roustabout. I'll be a roving roustabout.
Big John. Big John.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6 foot six and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John.
Nobody seemed to know where John called home. He just drifted into town and stayed all alone. He didn't say much, he kind of quiet and shy. And if you spoke at all, you just said hi to Big John. Somebody said he came from New Orleans, where he got in a fight over a Cajun queen, and a crashing blow from a huge right hand sent a Louisiana fella to the promised land. Big John.
Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John.
Then came the day at the bottom of the mine when a timber cracked and men started crying. Miners were praying and hearts beat fast, and everybody thought that they'd breathed their last except John. Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John.
And with all of his strength, he gave a mighty shove. Then a miner yelled out, "There's a light up above." And 20 men scrambled from a would-be grave. And now there's only one left down there to save Big John. With Jackson Timbers, they started back down. Then came that rumble way down in the ground. And the smoke and gas belched out of that mine. Everybody knew it was the end of the line for Big John.
Big John, Big John,
Big Bad John,
Big John.
Now they never reopened that worthless pit, they just placed a marble stand in front of it. These few words are written on that stand. At the bottom of this mine lies a big, big man. Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John.
Hey, now for a little fun. Here's Ernest Tubb and Red Foley with a really great comedy classic from years and years and years ago. And I know Miss Arnold is, if she's listening, she's going to really enjoy this song. Here's Ernest Tubb and Red Foley with No Help Needed.
State. I'm gonna see her tonight, I can hardly wait. I'd like to make her mine, all mine, but there's a fella from Texas trying to beat my time.
Do you need any help?
No help wanted.
You could use a little help.
No help wanted.
Just call on me if you need any help, if you need any help, if you need any help.
I can handle this job all by myself.
Boy, you're bragging now.
Oh, shut your mouth.
Tonight's my night to call her hun. What Red don't know won't hurt him none. I hold her in my arms real tight and kiss her. Then I'll hear a voice saying, wait a minute, mister.
Do you need any help?
No help wanted.
You could use a little help.
No help wanted.
Just call on me if you need any help. Do you need any help? Do you need any help?
I can handle this job all by myself.
Boy, you can't even cut the mustard.
Thank you.
my baby all alone. But there's a fella hangs around like a dog to a bone. His first name's Ernest and his last name's Tubbs. He's gonna reach from a woman and draw back a nub. Then he'll need a little help.
No help wanted.
You could use a little help.
No help wanted.
Just call on me if you need any help. Do you need any help? Do you need any help?
I could handle this job all by myself.
Hey.
I can do it too, boy.
Who you think you kidding?
She's a honky-tonk dancer and her name is Sue. She's got a pocket full of money and a Cadillac too.
She's got a cute little walk with a hippity hop. She's a big at the little and a bottom at the top.
Do you need any help?
No help wanted.
You can use a little help.
No help wanted.
Call on us if you need any help. If you need any help. If you need any help.
We can handle this job all by ourselves.
Decades and decades and decades and decades ago, there was a pop star. That's right, there was a pop star. That many years ago, he was the biggest thing. He was huge. He was such a star that when they decided to make talking pictures, he was their first choice to be their star. He was big. He was as big as Elvis in the day. He was just unbelievably huge. He was bigger than Frank Sinatra. Who am I talking about? I'm talking about the world's first pop star. I guess you could say it was the rock and roll of the day. What a great entertainer he was. I'm talking about Al Jolson. And you won't hear Al Jolson probably anywhere but on this show. He was just amazing. You ought to watch a movie or read a book about his life. It was a fascinating life. I'm going to play Al Jolson for you right now.
Rock-a-bye your baby with a Dixie melody. When you croon a tune from the heart of Dixie, hang that cradle, Mammy Mine, right on that Mason-Dixon line, and swing it from Virginia to Tennessee with all the soul that's in you. Weep no more, my lady. Mammy, sing it again for me. And old Black Joe, just as old, you have me on your knee. A million baby kisses I'll deliver if you will only sing the Swanee River. Rock-a-bye, your rock-a-bye baby with a Dixie melody. Rock-a-bye, hush-a-bye with a Dixie melody. When you croon a tune from the heart of Dixie, hang that cradle, Mammy Mine, right on that Mason-Dixon line, and swing it from Virginia to Tennessee with all of the soul that's in you. Mammy, Mammy, listen what they're playing. They're playing Weep No More, My Lady. Sing it for me and old Black Joe. Just as low, you had me on your knee. A million baby kisses I'll deliver if you will only sing the Swanee River. Rock-a-bye, your rock-a-bye baby with a Dixie melody.
If you just tuned in, that was the late, great, fantastically superb Al Jolson.
just blues. Mine are the minor blues. Some blues are just blues. Mine are the minor blues. My troubles are coming by threes and by twos. Blues and more blues. It's the cold black blues. Blues and more blues. It's the cold black blues. Got coal in my hand. Got coal in my shoes. These blues are so blue, they are the cool black blues. These blues are so blue, they are the cool black blues. For my place will cave in, and my life I will lose. You say they are blues, these are the minor blues. You say they are blues, these are the minor blues. I must have sharpened these picks that I use. I'm out with these blues, dirty cold black blues. I'm out with these blues, dirty cold black blues. We'll lay off tomorrow with the cold black blues.
Well, I'm hoping that you don't have the blues. It's been a great, fantastic week, and next week will be just as great and just as fantastic. Let's take a trip down movie memory lane. 1978, I think. Burt Reynolds and Jerry Reed.
He's pounding down, loaded up and trucking. Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound just watching old Bandit run. Keep your foot hard on the pedal, son, never mind them brakes. Let it all hang out, cause we got a run to make. The boys are thirsty in Atlanta, and there's beer in Texarkana, and we'll bring it back no matter what it takes. Eastbound and down, loaded up and trucking. Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just watch old Bandit run. They say can't be done. We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just watch old Bandit run. Old Smokey's got them ears on. He's hot on your trail. He ain't gonna rest till you're in jail. So you got to dodge him, you got to duck him. You gotta keep that diesel trucking. Just put that hammer down and give it hell. Eastbound and down, are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just watch old Bandit run.
And here's the man in black singing about his favorite Cadillac.
Well, I left Kentucky back in 49 and went to Detroit working on assembly line. The first year they had me putting wheels on Cadillacs. Every day I'd watch them beauties roll by, and sometimes I'd hang my head and cry, 'cause I always wanted me one that was long and black. One day I devised myself a plan that should be the envy of most any man. I'd sneak it out of there in a lunchbox in my hand. Now getting caught meant getting fired, but I figured I'd have it all by the time I retired. I'd have me a car worth at least $100,000. I'd get it one piece at a time, and it wouldn't cost me a dime. You'll know it's me when I come through your town. I'm gonna ride around in style, I'm gonna drive everybody wild, 'cause I'll have the only one there is around. So the very next day when I punched in with my big lunchbox and with help from my friend, I left that day with a lunchbox full of gear. I've never considered myself a thief, but GM wouldn't miss just one little piece, especially if I strung it out over several years. The first day I got me a fuel pump, and the next day I got me an engine and a trunk, then I got me a transmission and all the chrome. The little things I could get in my big lunchbox, like nuts and bolts and all four shocks, but the big stuff we snuck out my buddy's mobile home. Now up to now my plan went all right, till we tried to put it all together one night, and that's when we noticed that something was definitely wrong. The transmission was a 53 and the motor turned out to be a 73, and when we tried to put in the bolts all the holes were gone. So we drilled it out so that it would fit, and with a little bit of help from an adapter kit, we had that engine running just like a song. Now the headlights, there was another sight. We had two on the left and one on the right, but when we pulled out the switch, all three of them come on. The back end looked kind of funny too, but we put it together, and when we got through, well, that's when we noticed that we only had one tail fin. About that time my wife walked out, and I could see in her eyes that she had her doubts, but she opened the door and said, "Honey, take me for a spin." So we drove uptown just to get the tags, and I headed to ride on down Main Drag. I could hear everybody laughing for blocks around. But up there at the courthouse, they didn't laugh, 'cause to type it up, it took the whole staff. And when they got through, the title weighed 60 pounds. I got it one piece at a time, and it didn't cost me a dime. You'll know it's me when I come through your town. I'm gonna ride around in style, I'm gonna drive everybody wild, 'cause I'll have the only one there is around. Yeah, Red Rider, this is the Cottonmouth in the Psycho Billy Cadillac, come on. This is the Cottonmouth, and negatory on the cost of this machine there, Red Rider. You might say I went right up to the factory and picked it up, it's cheaper that way. What model is it? Well, it's a 49, 50, 51, 52, 53, 54, 55, 56, 57, 58, 59 automobile. It's a 60, 61, 62, 63, 64.
How would you like one of those cars? Boy, that'd be fun to drive around, wouldn't it? I'll tell you what, I'll settle for my motorcycle. Here's another old classic, Setting the Woods on Fire.
Woods on fire, we're taking all the honky tonks. Tonight we're having fun. We'll show the folks a brand new dance that never has been done. I don't care who thinks we're silly. You be daffy and I'll be dilly.
We'll order up two bowls of chili, setting the woods on fire.
Well, that takes me back to the days of nickel ice cream bars and dime soda pops and watching the old fellas on the courthouse play checkers while their women were in the beauty shop getting their hair dried. Dyed and dried, maybe.
So round, so firm, so fully packed, that's my gal. So complete from front to back, that's my pal. Toasted by the sun, and I'm a son of a gun. If she don't make my 5 o'clock shadow, come around at one. You can bet your boots I'd walk a mile through the snow just to see her toothbrush smile. They mention on the radio, if you don't think she's a lot of fun, just ask the man that owns one. So round, so firm, so fully packed, that's my gal.
I'm Jason Kurtman, and you're listening to The Jason Kurtman Show. Check out my website at jasonkurtman.com. I want to leave you with a challenge this week. Try to intentionally force somebody to smile every day this week. Close out with this song, and I hope you have a great evening and a fantastic day tomorrow. See you in church.
She's just like a money back guarantee. Like a barfly goes for drink, like the Bobby Sox goes for Frank, and just like Jesse James would go for money in the bank. From head to foot she's perfect size, she's a whiz, always wears a 45 gun, that is. She's got the look that's so impressive, she's got the pause that's so refreshing. So round, so firm, so fully packed, that's my gal.